Rob, I'm going to try to get Grandma via telephone. We'll see if we could record her voice.
Okay, Mom.
That's about all Grandma could say. She started to cry and she couldn't say anymore. After a while, she told me she was going to tell you a little more or say a little more in English. But she said, you better tell me, because she cried every time she started. So at least you got to hear her voice. I played it back to her, and she was really surprised.
Hello, Robert. How are you? We are fine. We missed our daddy very much. And he's in Germany right now. And we're hoping he'll be home sooner than his time, because he's supposed to be gone up until the 9th of June. And he's hoping maybe he can get home a little sooner than that. After all, how many weeks is it that he'll be gone?
It's 3 months.
3 months almost. Not quite 3 months, was it?
That's what he said.
Yeah. And Ricky was writing a letter to you, and he had started the other night. And right now, he doesn't know what he was going
to... Well, I was going to write about trying to get my dad and let me buy a motorbike.
What do you think of that, Robert? Motorbike, huh? I don't think it's such a good idea, do you? Don't you think he better wait till he can drive a car? It won't be too long.
Yes, but I can get the motorbike and a good deal, and I can sell it for more.
Who would buy it? Because so many people object to their children having bikes, honey.
No, they don't.
You don't think so? Well, we'll go back to Daddy now, huh? Ricky wrote him a letter in Germany, but we didn't put AM to Frankfurt, Germany on there. It's supposed to be Frankfurt, AM, Germany. And we just put plain Frankfurt, Germany. So we're hoping he does get a letter, because they tell us there are two Frankfurts, rather, in Germany. And so he'll be there about 2 weeks, and then after that they'll go to Italy, Sweden, and then back to Paris. And I do believe he had sent you a card. And
Tom, you had a disruption here.
Yeah, we had an interruption right here. Your mother walked in just now. Show me where the button was. Press off. And Jimmy isn't coming home this weekend. Came home 2 weeks ago, and now they're studying for their mid-semester tests. And he's done pretty good in English and Spanish and math. And now a chemistry test is coming up this coming Tuesday. So he said he's got a lot of studying to do, so he won't be able to come home this weekend. And my house seems quite empty without Jimmy and Daddy. And of course, Ricky's never home. Much. He plays around with his boyfriends all the time, so that leaves me alone quite a bit. And what I do is just write letters to everybody.
Well, Rob, tomorrow I'm gonna go down and look at that motorbike, and we're gonna stop at Kenny's, and then maybe next week I'll send you a model car kit so you can see what the 59 cars look like.
Well, Robert, I don't think we have much more to say. We'll save some of this tape for Grandma, I guess, and take care of yourself, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you soon. I understand it'll be in June, so June is going to be a lucky month for us. We'll see Daddy and we'll see Robert. So I'll say goodbye, honey, and best of luck to you. And Rick.
Bye, Rob.
Well, by now you know that it was Aunt Wanda talking with you, and of course, Richie. And you should feel pretty proud. They at least took time out to come down here to say something to you, because the other day they weren't able to make it when Aunt Seal was here. And they came down here with Grandmother. Rather, Grandmother came down with Wanda and Wanda. And I'm going to tell you about this tape recorder. It's a Wollensack. I don't know if you've ever heard of that name. Fred told me that if... there's two speeds on that. If I record music, I have to set it on about 7.5, I guess it is. And if it's just talking, it's on 3.75. And perhaps you'll notice that at times there will be different speeds, because one time Donnie made a mistake, and I guess I did too. So you'll probably be able to adjust that with your, tape. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to get Grandma in here to say something, huh? Because she could say a little more.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to just keep this going, and Ricky could still say something. You still could say something, can't you? Your brother's afraid
to
talk.
What a ham you are.
Well, oh, my God, dear, why should I waste this? Come on, baby.
You must have about 2 hours on her.
See, boy, I hate to hear myself. Well, when you hear that, don't you just get tired of your voice?
You do.
Come on, Grandma, say something. You could stand right there. Just say some more. we're trying to run this out, and then I'll play some music. I'll try to get one of the stations there and run this out for you. And turn it over because there's a space where it ripped. I think I told you about that, and I taped it. And I really got scared. Now I think I'm a little more familiar with this tape, because at first I was even afraid to press a button for fear I might break the thing. And Fred said it cost $175.
That's It's a very neat looking.
Yeah, it's very compact. It's a portable. And like I told you, if I had $175 to throw away, I'd go and get one and get a tape and tape maybe all the records that you'd want to hear. And Grandma's sitting here trying to think of something to say.
I don't know what.
I didn't expect you to be here. So that's why that phone call, but I thought I'd leave that on. I think it's kind of nice to listen to. Come on, Grandma. So how's Robert's car? Yeah. Is Grandpa taking care of it? No?
Not Grandpa. The car's still in the garage. It's in good shape.
And he's feeling bitter after that fall. He was just, as you would say, it all shook up and a little bruised. But other than that, I think he's fine. Donnie's plugging in the radio. We're going to get some background music for a while, and then he'll set a station. Donnie, take our record, that one. It's much better than this.
I'll
get it. It's better than your record. The music sounds better. I mean, better. I mean, radio. I wonder if there's anything else I want to tell him. How about you, Wanda? It's funny, though, if you...
Is the daylight out there now? The sun's out now, or isn't it?
He said it's quite... Or you mentioned it's going to be bright next month, I think. That is May. What station is that?
WJR.
You can say hello, Robert.
Hello and goodbye, Robert.
Maybe down. That's Mark running. Richie's chasing Mark. And that's the radio.
Get a little cut today?
Oh, no, not today. She talked for an hour yesterday.
I don't see her. It's a long time ago. I think in 4 weeks I don't see Carol.
Yeah, she was too busy. She's working. And a lot of homework.
Before she came, a lot of time to see Grandma. Now she don't come.
She wasn't down there for a while. But she told me she has a lot of homework to do, and she's awfully busy right now. And I guess she's hoping that you'd be down for June to take her to the prom.
Oh, that's right. But